Unit 7, Lesson 1, page 104. From bottle to t-shirt?
When you finish a bottle of water, you throw it in the bin with all the other recycling. It's easy, isn't it? But then, what happens to your bottle? Well, it's brought to places like this, a materials recovery facility, or MRF for short.
Inside is a huge production line using state-of-the-art machines. These separate and package your rubbish so it can be recycled into new products.
So let's go inside and see how that happens.
Card, paper, glass, aluminium, steel, and plastic arrive all mixed up together. It's put onto a conveyor belt by loaders, ready to be separated. People are involved in the sorting too. All along the way, they pick out non-recyclable items, like plastic bags and bin liners.
This place is amazing! I had no idea you could recycle so many things.
First, card moves across big metal discs and is taken away to its recycling bin. Glass is separated out by a second set of smaller discs. The glass is broken into pieces before it is collected. The rest of the recycling is taken up a steep slope. Anything heavy falls to the bottom, and only light paper is carried over the top. The metal is then picked up by an electromagnet. Now, only the plastics are left. Optical scanners can see the colour of the plastic. These different colours are separated by compressed air and put into bins. Finally, all the materials are compressed into bundles. This MRF sorts over 50 tonnes of recycling an hour. That's over 3,000 tonnes every week.
So where's my bottle now? Well, it's somewhere in one of these bundles. And in the future, who knows? One day, it might become a carpet, or a table, or even a t-shirt.